Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think the natural narrative, you know them and they know you, and I don't really think of it that way. You start right back at it. You know, what are fresh eyes on the games? What are fresh eyes on the times from when we played it? The easy narrative would be, hey, they know us, we know them, but it's different than that to me. This is our first time playing them in the postseason. Game one, what needs to be different? What could be the same? You know, what do we need to start doing? What do we need to stop doing? Same thing in the second game. And so as you get into the third matchup with somebody, you want to make sure you have fresh eyes for the first two. Hey, did I miss something? And was there something there that I didn't, you know, think we had or did? And both teams will have things on their call sheets that never got called in that game. And you do have those up still that you've been practicing. And sometimes every play on your call sheet doesn't make it into the game, and you keep those alive as well.
Dan Quinn getting the Commanders ready for the NFC Championship game. You can listen to the Fan all afternoon long on Sunday for pregame coverage and then play-by-play of the game, plus full postgame as well. Our coverage starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Of course, tomorrow, the show's live in Bethesda at Caddies on Cordell from 2 to 6:30.
I want to also remind you that as Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
All right, let's scout the Eagles ahead of Sunday's matchup. To help us break Philly down, we've got Ted Wynn, who's a NFL staff writer over at The Athletic, crunches all the numbers, studies all the film. So, Ted, we appreciate the time. I want to start with the Eagles' passing game and Jalen Hurts throwing the football. Why have they been so pedestrian recently? He hadn't thrown for a buck 35 in these playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are open guys downfield. I just don't think Jalen Hurts is seeing the field well. He's holding on to the ball. He looks like he's frozen in a pocket sometimes. I don't know if he's just rusty coming back from his concussion. Monitoring his knee is going to be a huge deal this week, obviously, because if he can't provide a lot of value in the quarterback run game, he's just not providing any value as a passer right now. He's taken, in that last game, he took 7 sacks. Two of the sacks took them out of field goal range, and one was a safety. And these are very preventable sacks. Like, sometimes you have some protection mistakes, but you have to find ways to find your check down, get rid of the ball. Jaden Daniels is a rookie quarterback. He does that at a very high level. So curious to see how Jalen Hurts could possibly bounce back. But if he can't run, that's going to really, really hurt this Philadelphia Eagles offense.
Ted, how much of this could be Washington is just what the doctor ordered? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing I'm worried about is you struggle against the Rams in the snow, whose defense found something, I think, over the last month or so. Struggled against Green Bay, who's, I think, pretty good. to me, I'm worried that Washington, like whatever you know, feel good drugs are running through his veins as his knee will feel just good enough to torment my Washington team, mostly because of decades of anxiety. But is Washington's defense like almost like he's almost like, thank God I get to see them?
Well, the biggest thing is, can Washington slow down a run? Jahmyr Gibbs averaged 7.5 yards per carry last week. And that just can't happen again. You just cannot give them that easy of a runway on the ground. And this Eagles offensive line could be better than the Lions offensive line. So if the Eagles are able to just run the ball at will against this Washington defense, then obviously Jalen Hurts and his effect as a passer gets minimized. And they can do some play actions. They can roll them out. They can try to get them some easy opportunities. But I mean, we saw last week, and as we've seen all season, Barkley is, he's a guy that can run for challenge for 200 every game. So that's going to be the challenge. I don't know exactly how you plan on stopping Saquon Barkley, because if you load the box, that opens you up for the big 50-yard run because everybody's at the line of scrimmage. But if you're not putting 8 in the box, then you're just going to give up 7-10 yards a pop. So it's going to take a really great game plan. These guys up front have to play with their hair on fire. But like I said, the good thing is if Jalen Hurts can't run, then that lets you put all the focus on Saquon Barkley. But that's going to be the top challenge for this Washington defense.
Yeah, some of the numbers for their run defense: 26th in run DVOA, 23rd in adjusted line yards, 31st in second level yards allowed, 26th in open field yards allowed, 11-plus from the line of scrimmage. And so it has been an obvious struggle, and you mentioned as recently as this weekend against Detroit some of the foibles. So what do you foresee? I mean, how do they slow down Barkley, or do you think they're able to?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to have to sell out, and you're going to have to get upfield. You're going to have to use some run blitzes. You're going to have to use movement. The corners have to get involved. I mean, at the end of the day, I think your best bet is just challenging Jalen Hurts to beat you, just because he hasn't looked good. And, you want to test out if you can move or not. So you really have to sell out. And, schematically, you're going to have to do some things to try to confuse the run block. And you can't just line up up front and think that you're going to beat these guys up front. You're going to have to use some stunts, some twists. Change the front at the last second. You need to try to cause some confusion, because one-on-one, this Eagles offensive line is just a tough matchup for any defense.
Ted Wynn of The Athletic with us here on G&D. So Washington coverage-wise, it's been a mixed bag. I mean, we don't notice it, but Detroit ate them up last week. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, went for $140, and they got whatever the heck they wanted in the passing. And that's a great offense. I know that Philadelphia, especially in the passing offense, is kind of what we're talking about right now, isn't great. But coverage-wise, can they hold up if they're selling out for the run, if they're selling out to maybe try to blitz and maybe put some more pressure on Hurts and company?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the number one challenge. Obviously, we know A.J. Brown is one of the top deep threats in the league, but, he was open a bunch of times. Jalen Hurts didn't see him. I think that's the bet you have to make. You have to bet that Jalen Hurts is not going to be able to find A.J. Brown downfield. He threw an inaccurate ball to him. A.J. Brown should have caught it. That touchdown pass that was an end zone, he should have caught it. But he threw a back shoulder when A.J. Brown was wide open, and it didn't need to be a back shoulder. It made it unnecessarily difficult. So that's the bet you're going to have to take. I mean, I just think there's not a lot of guys in the league that can match up with A.J. Brown, and I don't know if Washington has a corner that can hold up against him in one-on-one, but you're betting that Hurts can't get the ball to him consistently.
How far back did the struggles go for Hurts in this offense? I was talking about this yesterday. This is just box score surfing. But basically, I mean, there's been one kind of prolific statistical passing game for Jalen Hurts since October. And I understand that when you're running for 2,000, you're not going to go 303 every week. But it's a lot of like 100-plus, and there's just nothing overly impressive. I get that this is a run-first team and that you're going to pay the price for that statistically as a quarterback, but it feels like this goes way back further than just post-concussion.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it goes all the way back to last year. You just really haven't. There was that stretch where they won a bunch of games early in the season, where we saw the Jalen Hurts that we saw during that Super Bowl run, where you know he looked unstoppable. And then at a certain point last year, it just felt like teams kind of figured out that passing attack. He would really struggle against the blitz. This year, he is much better against a blitz, but it's just about consistency. Like, there's no consistency. I feel like he doesn't throw the ball with anticipation. He's not throwing particularly accurately, and you know, he's just not on the same page as his wide receivers. And they have dropped some passes too, but it just doesn't seem like he's anticipating windows open, and he has to hit. You know, he's seeing things late, throwing the ball late, and it's just causing a lot of issues in this passing game.
Ted, let me go to Washington's offense here. No Sam Cosmi at right guard. I'm not sure how they're going to do the replacement. Maybe it's a rotating cast to try a couple different looks. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to go. But either way, if I'm Philadelphia, if I'm Vic Fangio, Jalen Carter's going to test whoever that right guard happens to be. And I'll move him around and figure it out. You can tell him I'm a worrywart. I'm terrified of this matchup a million different ways. But that's a guy that to me can wreck the game. This defense is really good. How do you see this one playing out? Just really in the trenches and then big picture for Washington's offense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, to me, I mean, the Cosmi injury is huge. I mean, he was able to at least kind of contain Jalen Carter one-on-one. But now that he's injured, there's just no good matchup for Jalen Carter. And the Eagles, the Commanders, like most teams, double Carter a lot. They doubled Carter on 53 snaps in the 2 games that they played him. You got to imagine that number goes up even more now because they don't have anybody that could hold up against him one-on-one. So I think, yeah, you are going to match him up against whoever's playing right guard, whether that's Andrew Wiley or another replacement. But at the same time, since he's getting doubled so much, I wouldn't be surprised if they put him on the left side and let the double go to him on the left and let Milton, who is also a very good pass rusher, interior pass rusher, go one-on-one with whoever the right guard's going to be.
Yeah, probably Wiley, if we had to guess. Maybe they kick inside and have Lucas play on the outside. Could be Trent Scott, who they had at right guard in their last game. I mean, what is the film study say on doubling Carter? Is that normally enough to just take him out of the game?
No, I mean, he's so good that he can beat those doubles. He has ways of beating the doubles. I mean, you know, I would not compare him anybody to Aaron Donald, but like, you know, he's seeing double team rates at that that sort of level, and he's finding ways to win despite it. I mean, he's a guy that is probably going to be a defensive player of the year, top candidate next year.
So I'm going to make this case. I think that the Eagles' defense is really good, but I think they are also a little bit overrated. I think they're a little bit leaky. I base this on a bunch of things, and I'll present this later in the show, including the game against Washington where they gave up 36 points and five passing touchdowns. But I'd ask you, I mean, just how good do you think this group is and what are their strengths?
Yeah, I mean, I think their strength is they just don't have any holes as far as every position group. They have a plus player at every position group, and losing to Kobe Dean does hurt. I mean, he played really well against both games against Washington. So you're losing a really good pass coverage linebacker in N'Kobe Dean, and Burks played all right against the Rams, but we'll see how he plays against Washington. That is going to demand a lot more from their linebackers. Obviously, the defensive line is very good, and ever since they put Cooper DeJean into the lineup, they've just been an extremely solid secondary. If you want to look at some weaknesses, they are very good. They're one of the top run defenses, but they've actually struggled against shotgun quarterback runs. They rank 18th in success rate against those type of runs. And obviously in week 11, Jaden was still recovering from that rib injury, and Cliff just wasn't calling a lot of runs at that time. And then in week 16, they're trailing for most of the game, so they didn't call a ton of runs. But when they did call some runs, they were successful. So I think that's going to be an area to test the Eagles' defense, whether they could hold up against those quarterback runs. And obviously that got cranked up in the playoffs. I think 16.5% of their plays right now in the playoffs have been designed quarterback runs. And also when the Commanders lined up in empty, they were able to find some success against the Eagles defense when they spread out. Three of Jaden Daniels' five touchdown passes came out of empty, and he had 42 yards on the ground from empty. So that's something that they could lean on. In this game, it'll be interesting to see what Fangio's adjustment is. But also, it's important to note that C.J. Gardner Jr. was ejected in the third quarter. And after he got ejected, there were several coverage busts where guys just weren't in the right place. And I wouldn't expect to see those type of coverage busts again in the playoffs when this defense is even more locked down. But I do think there are some things and edges that this Washington offense can lean on against this really good Eagles defense.
Ted, you mentioned that the N'Kobe Dean injury. To me, I think this has to be a huge Austin Ekeler game. I think that's the one place where Washington has a distinct advantage. I know how good Terry McLaurin is, but you know those Eagles corners are really good, and they've been a pretty good pass defense all year. Only 5 for 60 in his last game in that win when they scored 36. To me, Eckler's the advantage that they're going to have. A, just your thoughts on that, and then B, who else might be having a nice game where you could see, hey, they could exploit this or that.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ekeler has been really good in the pass game, and if he's matched up against Burks, I mean that's a matchup that you could lean on. And Burks also, he has to be able to cover tight ends too. So I think Zach Ertz could be a potential weapon against him if you create that matchup. I would say Ertz and Ekeler are two guys that you want to try to use to expose Burks and coverage. And Burks is, I think he played pretty good against the run against the Rams, but I would really be curious to see how he plays if he's tested in passing game.
We're shortchanging the AFC Championship game in town this week for good reason, but we do have a classic between the Chiefs and the Bills as the second game on Sunday as well. Who do you like in that matchup?
I like the Chiefs most. I mean, it's one of those matchups where you go back and forth. The Chiefs are playing at home, and this is a totally different Chiefs offense than the one that played the Bills earlier in the season with Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy getting healthy. They've done some offensive line shuffling. They just got through playing Houston, a very, very tough defense, and was able to find ways to score points against them. I don't think this Bills defense is very good. I think They played a pretty good game against the Ravens where they had some turnovers. One of them you could argue was a pretty lucky turnover with the high snap with Lamar Jackson. And they kind of surprised the Ravens with how much they loaded the box and blitzed against Derrick Henry early. And then they made their adjustments, but I think it was a little bit too late. So I just don't think this Bills defense is very good. This Bills offense is amazing. The way they're able to run the ball against two of the top run defense in the league against the Broncos and the Bills, it's just hard to stop. I mean, you know, you want to load the box, but at the same time, you don't want to load the box against Josh Allen because, you know, he's able to create and buy time for his receivers to get downfield. But I think the big weakness is going to be the Bills defense. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to find some ways to move the ball, and this should be a little bit more high scoring than people think. But I think, you know, Kansas City being at home and just how good the Chiefs are in the playoffs historically, I would give them the edge.
Ted, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy the games this weekend.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Ted Wynn, go read his work in The Athletic, joining us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Remember, at 4 o'clock and 40 minutes, we've got Caps tickets for you ahead of the Beltway Blitz. And at 5 o'clock today, we'll be joined by former Redskins legend, Charles Mann. What would we do to get to experience a Super Bowl parade in D.C.? That dream is getting closer and closer to being a possible reality. We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.